It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. What's broken at your job? 833-JOE-ALEX. I honestly think our phones may not be working right now because we had a bunch of people calling and just pooped out. 833-563-2539. I had to get permission from our new boss, which he might regret this, but he's like, yeah, you guys can talk about that. We've been having some issues lately, and people were tweeting us, and some of the podcasts were down, but we just had some issues where we couldn't post audio up on there, and then Alex's mic, for whatever reason, I think it's because she spills apple juice on it all the time, but Alex's mic was just not working. It was not me sabotaging it. Some people suggested that I did it on purpose. Not the case.
No, it's just, I just spit on it a lot.
The episode of SpongeBob.
Right.
Do you?
Yeah.
Please stop. 833-JOE-ALEX. But I mean, one thing too, like I've noticed at every radio job I work at, the printers never work. And the reason we need the printers is we have to print out the actual paper to read things and to see what we're doing. And every time that or like the copier's getting jammed, I imagine that happens at other people with non-radio jobs because I have a limited like actual work experience. I've worked in radio since I was 18. Before that, I also worked at a car wash.
Liv had a real job before this.
Did you ever have any actual like technical issues at your real job? And what was that real job if people didn't know? Live.
I mean, I've had a couple. I worked at this place called Zeusler. We sold digital media and technology, and we didn't have any problems at all because everyone that worked in there that wasn't sales was like a genius, so they could fix it in like 0.2 seconds.
They're like, did you try restarting your computer? Magically, it's fixed. Look at, did I say printer? And look what we got here. Allie's on the Joe and Alex Show. What goes wrong at your job? It's constantly broken.
So I work in an office where I still have to use an Oki data printer.
I don't even know what the heck that is. That sounds old as hell.
Oki Afterbirth.
Yeah, Oki data. So it's an impact printer. So
okay.
It's how I print on like triplicate forms. And so I actually have to put the form in, line it up, and then hit print and hope that everything gets lined up okay. It drives me crazy.
Wow, I can see why, Allie. Hey, thank you for calling. Stephanie, this is kind of scary. You have, what, a button at your job that doesn't work? What do you do for a living?
Work at a financial institution. I am a teller, and not every station has a panic button, and the ones that do aren't even stuck on there all the way. They either fall throughout the day, or if you are to accidentally press one, nothing even happens.
Okay, all the bank robbers that listen to our show now are writing your name down.
Yeah, exactly. When are you going to be working, Stephanie? Like, which teller should I go up to? Like, that, 1, 2, 3, or 4?
I'd have to
quit.
That's
why I said financial institution. I'm not telling you which one.
I would not work there doing that. That would scare me.
Yeah, that scared the crap out of me. Hey, Stephanie, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Poor chap, you lived a traveled life. I know you've, besides radio, you've worked in a lot of different food places. I don't even know if I want to know the things that didn't work at your place.
Oh, no. I mean, it's a law that if the hot water doesn't work, you have to shut down. But, I mean, I've worked at radio stations where the coffee machine doesn't work.
Yeah, I've worked at radio stations where somebody takes the coffee machine away and doesn't admit they took it.
Oh, where'd that happen?
Oh, wait, that was here. Another example. All right. Hey, thanks for all your calls. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.